I'm Elizabeth Reese.
I'm Marjorie Punnett.
And this is Best to the Nest, the podcast that is all about creating happy, healthy, beautiful homes that prepare us to fly. Marjorie, I'm really proud of the title I came up with for this episode.
I like it.
It's Well Nest.
Yes.
Do you love this?
Homes should be a spa.
They should be a spa. It's the idea of making your home a place where wellness is created.
Okay, and I just got it.
Just now? I wrote it out and sent it to you. It was very important.
I was like, why is she so excited about that title? Because it's really good and because I just got it.
It's like instead of wellness, it's well nest.
Yes. I'm so
honest
proud
to
of
God,
you.
Marjorie.
I'm sorry.
It's earlier there for you than it is for me.
That's an awesome title, Elizabeth. That's really good.
Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Lord.
Okay, we are talking about wellness today, and we have a guest who you are going to adore to talk about wellness. Everything she does, I want to do. I like follow her Instagram. I read her blog. We have her on Twin Cities Live, and she is really intriguing and revolutionary in a lot of aspects when it comes to how our country looks at our healthcare system and
oh,
how we treat chronic illness. And Kate's approach is very different. So before we get to Kate, though, let's talk about wellness. I think I juice regularly. I'm a juicer person, green juices. This started when I was young. And there were a couple of really pivotal moments for me when it came to wellness. And number one was juicing. My parents, I remember, bought like the Jack LaLanne juicer back in the day.
Oh, funny.
But my parents.
Oh, my God.
Each of my parents lost one of their parents very young. So my mom's dad died of colon cancer at 48. My dad's mom died of cancer of the fallopian tubes at 5 days before I was born. And so those losses from cancer have been very, it's a conversation that's had a lot in our family.
It's a wake up call.
And it impacted a lot of how we lived. And I'm not saying it was like all health and wellness and graininess all the time when I was growing up, but I always remember my parents juicing. When we were kids, they would do like carrot apple juice, and then they would add in a bunch of greens and add in this stuff. And so there was a focus on wellness
and
nutrition that was maybe a little bit different than other families. And then you, Marjorie, I know wellness is at the forefront and has really been something that has caused a lot of shifts in your life as well.
Yeah, I think it's we were not hit by the same tragedies, but I think what did hit us is my husband had a pretty serious and ongoing health crisis that hit him in his late 40s. Mm-hmm. And that was all about chronic pain. And when you watch somebody that's living through that, you want to do everything you can to try and minimize that. And then the frustration was from the medical establishment was their reaction was to throw a lot of medication at it. It's been probably 7 years or more of trying to find out what the right mix of medication and then holistic solutions can be to try and help him through the chronic pain that mostly has to do with his back and neck and head. And then he also has tinnitus. And so all of those things together, I mean, the one thing that we have found, and I talked a little bit about this a couple of Best to the Nests ago, was we found a hot tub, not a jacuzzi, but it's a hot tub. I think it's 112 degrees that he soaks in the morning and at night. And that has been really helpful to him, along with CBD oil, which has been really helpful to him, along with some other medications. But chronic pain is a big, big darn deal.
It totally is. It is a huge deal. And that's why I know that you're going to love talking with Kate Dubler. So Kate Dubler goes by the name The Real Food RN. So she has a great blog. She has a podcast. She has a great Instagram feed. She's also a mama of four. Four, did you hear me? And the last one doesn't like to sleep as much as the other ones. It's very, she's in like full-blown mama mode. Kate went to nursing school, became a nurse and worked as a nurse and really was frustrated by a lot of the same things that you have found when it comes to managing chronic illness. And Kate wanted to take a different approach to that in terms of looking at what is the root cause of these issues instead of just always symptom management. So I'm so happy that Kate Dubler is with us, The Real Food RN on Best to the Nest. Hi, Kate.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on, you guys. This is exciting.
This is such a topic that obviously is near and dear to my heart. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, I could talk for hours, so you guys are going to have to just, like, cut me off. For sure. If I'm, like, getting you, like, shut up. Stop.
Well, we'll just make you do the promise at the beginning of the podcast. We usually make our guests promise at the end that they'll come back and talk to us. We'll just make you promise right away at the beginning so that we have that out of the way. But let's talk about your mission, getting to the root cause of chronic illness instead of focusing on managing symptoms. And I do want to be really clear about Kate's perspective that Kate has nothing but the utmost respect for Western medicine, right? I mean, this is why you're so passionate. You went into it. There are so many times when it is like you have got to get to the ER and all of these amazing advances. But when it comes to chronic illness or also just living a life that sets us up for types of disease and illness, we are missing the boat a lot in our homes. So what's happening, Kate? What did you see that you thought this just isn't right?
Well, I just feel like it's so dogmatic. I feel like our medical education is very old, and we almost need to go back to the wise, like, earth traditions of the, you know, hundreds of years ago and bring that back to the medical system. It's gotten so science-based and medication-based, and don't get me wrong, there is absolutely, I mean, if someone's got a really bad staph infection, I mean, give them antibiotics.
You know,
there is a need. And the ER, I love the ER. I worked in the ICU, float pulse. I went to every single unit. I love the ER because I always felt like I was really doing something down there.
Yeah,
you come in, you know, with a severed limb, we're going to get you to surgery. You come in, you know, whatever.
Yep.
We can fix you. But I felt like when I was up on the floors in the medical units, it was so much symptomatic management. And people were just kind of, you know, deer in headlights. We'd cover all the symptoms with pills, and then we'd send them home. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, why do they have, you know, hives everywhere and chronic bloating and, you know, low blood pressure and all these weird symptoms? So we're giving them things to bring up the blood pressure and get rid of the hives, you know, and it's like, but that's not fixing it.
Right.
It's not the root.
Yeah, it's Band-Aid medicine. And it frustrated me. And then the more I researched, because I was always really interested in natural health, the more I was finding, like, solutions, but I couldn't say anything. You know, I'd say, oh, my gosh, that sounds like it might be, oh, I can't say anything.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I'd be triaging people in the ER, and they'd come in, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, that totally sounds like it's like a food allergy. Well, the doctor is never going to say that in the ER.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to say, you have hives, here's some Benadryl, you know? So after so many years of doing that, and I started getting kind of bold. As you get more comfortable in your nursing shoes, you know, after you've done 500 codes and you're like, you know what, I can do things.
Yeah.
You start, like, suggesting things to the doctors, and they don't always like that. And I started making some, you know, some enemies. And I mean, don't get me, I love my nurses. I love my doctors. They are my people. You're in the trenches when you are working there. It's a hard job, and you really have to stick to your protocols. But I just felt like it was probably time for me to go.
Yeah. And so you went a different direction, and you became educated in a different way in terms of healthcare. Is it the integrative nutrition, or what is it again, Kate?
Yeah, it's the integrative nutrition.
That's right. And then she turned her house into a wellness center. Now, this is really great, because what I think we're going to talk about mostly today is this idea of health begins at home.
Kate, tell me how old your kids are.
My daughter, we have a lot of fall birthdays. We had just had a 10, an 8. We have a 5 this weekend, and Johnny is 9 months.
Yeah, little non-sleeping Johnny. That little, he doesn't sleep, but he is cute as the dickens.
That's why he gets away with it.
So this is the key to the nest, though. Look at those ages, and how are you modeling for them a lifetime of behavior that will keep them away from chronic issues? That, to me, is the key.
So, it's my most important work.
It totally is. Okay, Kate, let's get down to brass tacks here. So when you think about the best place to start when it comes to creating a wellness focus in your home.
Oh, I love this.
Where in the house do you go, and what do you do? Because for a lot of people, this feels very overwhelming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always start with food, which is really hard because there's a huge emotional component tied to that. So instead of telling people don't eat all the things that you love that you are tied to, because that's very hard, I tell them to add in things like juicing, or eat one salad every day, even if it involves eating handfuls of lettuce over the sink. Just do it. You know what I mean? Like, just do it. You will notice a change, and as you start to feel better, you're going to want to eat that stuff. You know, your body is like, I like this lettuce. I'm going to want to eat that. So I just tell people to add in healthy things, and your bad stuff will naturally fall off over time.
That is 100% true.
Well, I think the hard thing, though, for a lot of us is that the idea of what is healthy is so complicated because we are sold a bill of goods about what is healthy. I mean, we all remember when it was everywhere that Snackwell's cookies were super healthy, that this is a great idea and this is how you can live off of these things. So when you say healthy food, what are you actually saying? Does it come from a label?
No, I just want people to buy whole vegetables. And if you can, make it organic. If you can't, wash it really well and just stick to the clean 15 and buy properly sourced meat. You know, don't buy like heavily processed hot dogs and lots of, you know, with lots of stuff added to make it taste really good. Like buy beef, you know, and make it with broccoli, like make it simple. Go on Pinterest. There's lots. I have a blog. I have lots of recipes for you.
Yeah.
Did you say clean 15?
Yeah.
What is that? Sorry to go back.
Oh, no worries. So if you go to the Environmental Working Group website, they have a list of the clean 15 and the dirty dozen. And the clean 15 are the ones that you can eat conventional. And the dirty dozen are the ones that you really should buy organic.
Yeah. It's all related to pesticide residue, Marjorie. And so it actually is super helpful because the organic foods budget, I know, can be tough for a lot of people. Yeah. But if you have those lists, even like saved in your phone, when you're at the store, you can go, okay, listen, this, because I think like bananas are on the clean 15, aren't they, Kate?
Yeah.
I mean, it's generally things that have like a big peel. So it's hard for pesticides to get
avocados.
Things like that, where you can go, okay, I can really put my food dollar towards organic on apples and berries, which have significant pesticide residue.
Yeah.
And then you can go
save a little on the banana.
Now, there are obviously lots of other reasons to buy organic besides just pesticide residue that you're consuming. So you make those choices accordingly. But it can help you, I think, make some of those decisions.
Sorry to interrupt you. I just didn't know that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Here's a little tip on how you can save that I just got wind of from a blogger friend of mine, and it now delivers to our area. It's called Imperfect Produce.
Yes. Oh, I love this.
Like, and what it is it's like ugly produce or produce that they ordered too much of and they have an excess of. And instead of throwing it away, you can get it delivered. And I have four kids. I don't, going to a grocery store is worse than going to a Halloween party. I would rather have people chasing me with chainsaws than take four kids to the co-op. So I order Imperfect Produce every Tuesday. They deliver it to my door with a smile, and I get to go in and customize exactly what I want. And I'm not affiliated with this at all. It's amazing because I go in and I think of what I want for my menu or the things that we like. My Andrew loves mangoes, and they have organic grapes and it's 30% less than grocery cost.
Oh, I know. I've been hearing about this, and I've got to do it.
Yeah.
Imperfect Produce, I think, sounds like a really great idea. Okay, when it comes to diet things that you do say to take out, what's the worst of the worst that we're putting in our bodies?
White sugar, hands down. Absolutely
white sugar. White sugar. Yeah.
It's in everything. White sugar and trans fats are the top two. Then I would look at things like, they're called excitotoxins, like monosodium glutamate, which actually fires up parts of your brain that really aren't supposed to be fired up.
That's MSG. MSG. Yeah.
So what would we find MSG in? Everything?
MSG is a sneaky little devil. It goes by about 30 different names. If you look on the nutrition label and you see Torula yeast extract, I mean, if you just look up various names for MSG in Google, you will see a huge list. And I mean, I just, spices, it goes, it's natural flavoring.
Right.
And it's really, and I mean, my husband and I try to avoid it as much as we can. And it's so pervasive. And I mean, when we get MSG'd, we get flushed, we get a headache, like temple headaches. Like it almost feels like there's a vice on your head because we try not to eat much of it. Now we have such a huge reaction.
Yeah.
So we,
that's interesting.
How we feel when we, like, if we go to a restaurant and if we leave there feeling sick, we're like, there was MSG in the food. We can't go back there.
I can.
And it sounds snobby, but it's like, it sucks.
Well, yeah. And I can tell that too, because I don't think I have as much of a sensitivity to it as you do because I'm not as careful. But when I have eaten at certain Asian restaurants, I feel my face gets flushed and I feel tingly on my tongue and on my face. It kind of feels like little pinpricks.
Yep.
And after this happened a couple of times, I was like, oh, my
Something's
gosh.
Going on.
And there's this restaurant that we do really like, and I like the Dan Dan noodles from there. And if I eat the Dan Dan noodles, it's immediate. I mean, they must sprinkle it all over the place. But that does bring us to an interesting point, which is that I think a lot of us are just so numb to how we feel because we've masked symptoms with medications, or we've just gotten used to a certain level of feeling crappy, frankly.
Well, I think that's it, Elizabeth. And that's what's really interesting to me about how children are eating, many children are eating, is I don't think many kids now know what it feels like to have a diet with really low sugar. I don't think they know what it feels like necessarily to be fueled on healthy foods as opposed to those being fueled by spikes. And I think that that's a really, really, if you're a mother of or a mother or father of young kids, it, you really have to look hard at that right now. I will tell you, I was in Kansas with my husband, and he has cable. I don't have cable, so he has cable. So I was watching cable, and I think I was watching Nick at Night, which I haven't seen in years. And I was stunned by what the 80% of the commercials were, and they were fast food.
Yeah.
And it was, I didn't even know these things existed. And I was craving things I haven't craved in years. Somebody out there is selling little hash brown, like tater toddy things with loaded with cheese. And then somebody else is selling cookie dough that you dunk in ice cream. And it was like, oh my God, this is what kids are watching.
Well, Kate, that's hard because I mean, and I'm a mother of two little ones too. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. And people are pushing sugar on my children
all the time.
And then trying to make me feel like I'm some sort of psycho because I don't want them to like pound juice boxes all the time.
Yes.
I mean, Kate, how do you handle that? Because the pressure feels really real for me.
Well, it's such a thing. I've researched this and gone through it. And what I finally come to is that it starts with education. I have to educate my kids on why these things are bad and what this does in your body and how it makes them feel. So at first I was like, okay, I'm bringing the healthy cupcake to the birthday party and my daughter has to eat the healthy cupcake. And she was like the outcast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, this isn't working, because then she was so curious about what the other kids were eating. So then I switched my motive and I said, you know, go to the party, eat five, come back and tell me how you feel.
Yeah.
And she was like, I feel awful. And I said, see, honey, I said, so we get online and we look up the ingredients.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at, I said, this isn't food. This is chemicals made to crave the food.
Yeah.
And so she got the education. And now my kids go to birthday parties and sometimes they have something. Most of the time they don't. And I tell them, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to.
And they make, I mean, I would say 80% of the time they make a good choice. Or my daughter, actually, they had a read and feed at school. She asked if she could bring a healthy snack as an alternative to what they were offering. And I was like, high five, girlfriend. That's amazing.
Boy, that's
she's
great.
Everybody at school, and she's like telling all her friends. And I'm like, okay, first of all, don't shame your friends.
Right.
Just educate. Like, don't think you shouldn't eat that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And but it's fun because they make good choices. They educate their friends and it's so cute.
But I think what you've done is so important is they know what it feels like to feel good. They have a healthy baseline now. And I think, and I know there are going to be moms out there that are going to be a little bit overwhelmed by this conversation because it's going to feel like one more thing. Oh, one more thing. I can't feed my kids fast food. Oh, one more thing. I can't feed them, you know, a processed lasagna that I buy at the grocery store that's so easy for me when I get home from work. I get that. I get that that's hard. But at the same time, I so want mothers to understand that they have to, that you really have to try and give your kids a baseline of what it feels good to eat good food.
Yeah.
I just think that's really important because otherwise you're setting them up for a lifetime of issues. Just are.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it actually, their brains are still forming. And while they're eating this, like I said, the excitotoxins excite parts of the brain that aren't normally excited. So we're actually changing their brain chemistry.
Oh my God, that feels overwhelming.
Yeah. And so it's like, oh my gosh, if they're just pounding MSG and juice and sugar all the time growing up, their brains are going to change to need that. And that's going to lead, I mean, and I hate to sound this like scary, but I mean, it can be a doorway into addiction. It can be a doorway into so many things because they're constantly trying to find that dopamine, that serotonin, those neurotransmitters that they would naturally get through just having a healthy gut and being out in the fresh air and you know, I mean, being in the woods actually increases serotonin, so does sugar.
Yep.
Let's get them outside more and take away the candy.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. Yep. I think this is, it really is, and I don't think you're overstating it by sounding an alarm bell, Kate. I mean,
it's a big deal.
You're just not, because it is, there are certain things to go, okay, we're doing the best we can, we, you know, and there are other things where it's like, this is really important. Now, I want to talk about with you some of the really cool things that you have in your house. Kate's house is like a wellness center in her house.
This.
Now, there are little things that you can start with when it comes to your home to focus on wellness. And then you can also get some really cool big ticket items that are so cool. I'm obsessing over this sauna that you have. I'm like looking at it. You have two things. You have this mat and you have a sauna that I want to make sure that we talk about. Let's talk about the sauna first and how you have this in your house and what it's doing for you.
So the sauna, we actually have four infrared devices in our house, but this is the newest one, and it's called a solo sauna. It's just, you've seen the big wooden ones. You've seen the ones at the gym. The ones at the gym are dry heat. The wooden one in my house is infrared, and then that little solo is infrared as well. And you lay under this dome, and it has these heat pads in there that actually, they turn electricity into infrared, which is, it's like, to simplify it down, it's like the best rays from the sun without all the UVA, UVB damage.
Ooh.
So it's very penetrating to your tissues. It goes in, it elevates your core temperature, which is really good because that kills off viruses and helps with DNA healing. And I mean, it helps increase the mitochondrial health in your body. Which
so
actually,
good.
This would be really great for your husband because chronic pain is a lot of times associated with mitochondrial dysfunction. So,
I love this.
Infrared heat, the biomat. I know a lot of chronic pain people use the biomat, but the biomat is the same thing. It's just not so hot. It's infrared rays with negative ions. But I mean, so the sauna increases your core temp by like 3 degrees. It's crazy. You sweat so profusely. With exercise, you usually, when you sweat, it's like 97% water. With
right.
The solo sauna, it's what I wrote it down. It's crazy. It's 80% water, 20% toxins. So it's
Whoa.
A large jump in toxin release.
So help me with the sauna real quickly. What does it look like? You say it's a solo sauna. Is this so?
It's like a little tube, kind of.
Yeah, it's like a tube. It's two pieces, and you lay down, and the mat below it actually emits infrared as well. So you're surrounded
okay.
by all this infrared, and then you pull the top down over you, but your head still sticks out.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
now,
if you have the biomat too, which is kind of similar, but if you were to get one, would you go with the sauna?
Well, I'm an adrenaline junkie. And I mean, hence I used to work in the ER and I run and all this stuff. And that gives me the endorphins I need. So I love the sauna, but it's pretty aggressive. I mean, you don't want to just jump into that sauna for an hour if you've been doing zero detox or anything. The biomat is much more gentle.
Okay.
And you can sleep on the biomat. If my kids are starting to get any kind of crud going on, I have them go lay down on that. It's safe for kids. Even pregnant women can lay on it at a lower temp.
This is great. Now, are these two things you would use together, or you're talking about these get used separately?
They're separate, yeah.
They're separate,
so
okay.
I have, like, stations in the basement. My kids go downstairs
oh my
and go
God.
Between stations of, like, the. We have a chi machine. We have all these things down there. So, but the biomaster, I just got that for, like, whole health for the family. Like, my husband injured his back. Well, he's a very heavy weightlifter.
Right.
He hurt his back. I threw it out at the gym. I came home and was like, I'm dying.
Oh.
And of course, the ER nurse and me was like, shut up and go away. Sleep on the biomat. Like, that's why I have this. And he's like, oh, that amethyst. Because it's filled with crystals. Like, it's got amethyst and tourmaline and jade in it, which are very healing. That's what emits the negative ions.
Right.
And he's like, oh, your crystal mat? I'm like, yeah, funny. Huh? I'm going to put it in the bed. So we drag my voodoo crystal mat up to the bed, and he sleeps on that thing. And he wakes up the next day, and he's like, oh, my God. He
really?
Went to gym, he went for a run.
Wow.
No. Now, how much would that be?
How much was the biomat?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I don't even remember. Oh, it's more, I want to say it was in the neighborhood of $1,200.
Okay.
Yeah.
So more than 1,000, but not thousands.
Yeah. These are more of like the investment things that you have.
Right.
I just want to buy a membership to Kate's house.
I know.
So I'm just kind of interested in like what the monthly membership fee is because
so
I'll pay and I could come in with my own entrance and just like hang out. But you know, what I love about that story that you just told, Kate, is something I think that is really important to talk about, which is how do you navigate this with your partner? Because I think there are a lot of women out there. Women are the driving forces behind wellness. And so
100%.
Women are the ones who can make these decisions and say, we want to do this. But in terms of shifting the whole house, getting your partner on board can be more challenging than you might think. And it's actually really reassuring to me to hear that your husband even is like, okay, you know,
yeah.
because that can be tough. So what's your strategy for women as they try to say, I want our home to have this wellness focus. I want to start being more educated on this and bringing some of these elements in. How do you do it and get everybody else on board?
Well, I was gentle at first. And then I was just like, okay, if you don't want to eat this, then make food for yourself. And he's like, what?
Yeah, that's so what I was...
I just pulled the rug out from under them, and then, everybody felt good, you know. And my kids, I've always fed them healthy stuff. I mean, all their first foods are like fish eggs and liver and weird things.
Yeah.
So they don't know any different. But my husband, I mean, when I met him, his idea of a healthy meal was a Hungry Man dinner from Super America.
There you go.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I would think the biggest resistance when you talk about making your home sort of a wellness center, the biggest resistance is going to be on food and giving up sugar and giving up all of those things that are the comfort foods for most people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that. But I like the idea. Just pull the rug out.
I think that's really good. How do you, you know, I'm sure you get a lot of feedback from people who read your blog, which is so good, and who start to really make some changes in their lives and in their homes. I mean, what are you hearing from people as they shift from this sad standard American diet and just kind of going in this fog, living life in this fog, to when they really focus on their health and wellness?
Oh, this is the bread and butter of my life. Like, I just got chill. This is why I wake up every day. The emails and the comments and the stuff that I get from people saying, I found your blog 2 years ago. I've been following. I've been implementing. I've come off with many medications. I no longer have asthma. Like, I think there's so many emails. I have cried over my computer more times than I can count. Like, just tears of absolute, like, yes. This is everything. This is everything, especially when it's moms who are like, I need help. I have to make changes to make sure my kids are healthy. I like want to get in my car and go to their house and be like, I will live here and I will just help you. But I can't do it. I'm only one person, you know, but I'm so passionate about, I had a woman one day tell me that they bought a sauna based on a post that I have on my blog, and her husband had cancer. And he was going in the sauna and obviously doing other things through modern medicine and stuff. But she's like, I swear that you are the reason he lived. I'm like, okay, that's pretty extreme, but holy crap, that's heavy and amazing. And she wrote a really long message to me, you know, and it was just like, it touched, I mean, the hospital, you know, you don't even really ever hear thank you, not that I expect it, but you know, it's a very tough job being a nurse, and I never felt like I was doing anybody 100% full, like, good job justice. And with my blog, I really feel like I'm actually able to help people.
Oh, I love that.
And so Kate, what you're doing is the long-term play. And I think that's what mothers have to understand, and fathers too, if you're listening to Best of the Nest. But it's the long-term play for your kids. So when you look at sugar and you look at the things that your kids are eating and you aggressively attack that and try and give them a diet that will sustain not only their bodies but their brains in a healthy way, what you're doing is setting them up for success in their 50s. And that's what I think sometimes we don't think about when we're raising our children is really what kind of adult am I going to put in the world? And so it's so interesting to talk to you this morning because on my way here, my Uber driver and I were having such an interesting conversation about health. He's 48, diabetes, lost his leg. And he actually said to me, Kate, he said, you know, I look back and I wish that I had lived differently because maybe I would still have my leg.
Oh, boy.
And I think that's soul crushing. Yeah. You're like,
and that's what if. And I think it goes back to and we're not trying to make everybody feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
But it is that idea of how do your kids feel and how will they feel when they're 40? How will they feel when they're 50? What are the patterns that you have set for them that will set them up for a successful life, a full life?
So true.
It's that important.
And what could life be like if you really felt good more often than not, if you really felt good? Kate, we knew this was going to happen. There's just not enough time. And so I'm really glad that we made that promise in blood at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
So
I gave you a warning
that we are ready to go with more. We need to have you back sooner rather than later. And and then I'll just knock on your door like maybe 5 o'clock tonight.
I think she means it, Kate. I think she means it.
I may mean it, Kate. Thank you so much. Again, it's The Real Food RN. You've got to follow her. You got to see what she's doing. She's a revolutionary. Thank you, Kate.
Kate, you are an inspiration. I so admire you. This is amazing.
Thanks, Kate. I hope Johnny sleeps tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye. Kate's the best. Isn't she fascinating? And she she's a force. She's a force to be reckoned with. And that is one thing about her that I've really admired from meeting her, was just going, you know, a lot of the things that she's talking about are unpopular because they go against sort of that standard way that we've dealt with health. But I think that what she has in terms of her nursing background can really help you sort of take in what she has to say. So check out her blog, check out her Instagram feed. She's really a daily inspiration.
All we have to do is look at the numbers and the statistics to know that we're not doing something right.
Yeah.
We have the highest obesity ever. We've got problems with attention deficit disorder. We've got all sorts of issues with our kids. A lot of those, I believe in my heart, you can start with good nutrition.
Yeah, you're totally right. Do you think, now do you really like my title, Wellnest, even more? Thank you. Just wanted a little bit of extra love on that.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
It's brilliant.
Thank you very much. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. And if you have a moment, we'd love a little review from you at Apple Podcasts.
And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. I'm going to go juice right now.
Be well, my friend. Talk to you soon.